Well, God bless you all, and what a wonderful night it's been. All the wonderful sharings and people's hearts, the wonderful testimonies. Wow, Danny and Amber, 7 people in their fellowship. That is pretty awesome, being they've only been running that fellowship a few, I think it's about 2 months?
Yeah.
8 weeks? And 7 people. Becky Jancy, bless her heart. You know, I've known that girl since she was about 11. And obviously, she's been a big part of our lives here as all our kids were growing up. They all went to the same school and they hung around together. So really, she's been sort of brought up, even though her mum didn't really raise her in the word, she'd been sort of raised in the word with us, type of thing. And when she shared about her house, you know, it just reminded me of me when we got this house. And so it just shows that God is not a respecter of persons, that, you know, what he does for one, he can do for all. Depending on our needs, depending on our desires, it's not everybody that's searching for a house. But it could be that you're searching for a new direction in life, or maybe you're looking for a job, or a new direction in your career. Maybe it's finances, maybe it's health. Whatever the category, God says, never give up. Never. You know, we can pray for things and they may happen straight away. We may minister and the healing happens straight away. Other times we may have to be a little patient. And patience is not my long suit, if everybody knows me, or who knows me in great detail. Patience, I ask God on a daily basis for more patience. I'm a very fast pace, you know, want to get things done, and sometimes I can come across very abrupt and very short. But only because I have one focus and I'm focusing to get it done. I can't sort of just sit back and stare at it and think about it and dwell on it. I'm one of those that has to just go and do it. So if I think, well, I remember actually once, many years ago, we were in another house and the kids were very little and I was led in bed and Lawrence was just coming to bed.
I think he just got into bed
and I said, look at that little piece of wallpaper hanging there. And he went, where? And I said, there, look. And I held it, and as I held it, I pulled it, and the whole strip, you know, like when the wallpaper goes up, it goes up in one piece. I pulled the whole thing. And he went, why did you do that? I said, because now we can redecorate. And next minute, I start picking at another piece. And before I know it, Lawrence is out of bed and he's picking a piece. And within about 2 hours, we'd stripped the whole wall of the walls of the bedroom of wallpaper. And, you know, and then we've got into bed and I felt quite satisfied, actually. And then my mind's driving now. I'm like, oh, I'll be able to wallpaper that tomorrow now. Just go and get the wallpaper and bang it up and it'll be like brand new. And so, you know, I just can't sort of sit back and let things happen. I have to get involved and I have to want to take part. And I feel that, you know, I'm the sort of person that never gives up. So, you know, when I reach, I see this as a picture, but when I reach my hand up, I see God taking my hand in his and not letting me go. You know, God never made a failure, guys. And God never leaves us or forsakes us. He never lets go of us. It's only us that sort of move away from God. So you, when you feel that you need help or when you feel alone, just raise your hand to him and let him take his hand in yours. And I'll tell you, he'll never let you go. You know, in the lonely times, in the times of, you know, just wanting a bit of comfort, God's always there. You know, Lawrence, have you got your word sword there?
No, I haven't, but I've got another Bible. What do you need?
Can you bring up Isaiah? you know, knowing that God can lock his hand in ours. You know, when we hold hands with someone, like we were on holiday last week, and every now and again, little Vinny would like tug on my jumper, and he would place his hand in mine. And just the great joy and comfort that I got knowing that he wanted to hold my hand and walk with me, you know, and that's just how God is. God's hand is always extended to us. And he wants to hold our hands and walk us down that path of righteousness. He wants to be leading us and guiding us with the plans that he has in place for us. And it's just us that needs to reach out to him. You know, not turn into the world. You know, last week I was sharing about we look to God. We don't look to the people of the world, or maybe the governments, or like we were talking earlier about the Queen, or, you know, to our bosses. Or we look to God first. And if God's leading us and guiding us to do something, that's what we do. You know, we aren't led by the world. We are led by God. So it's very simple, and God will always reconfirm. You know, if you're unsure about what you need to do, then ask God, and then we just wait patiently. We wait for God to show us, for God to lead us and guide us. So
which it's, you want it?
Isaiah 41.
Yep.
Verse 10, please. Can you shout it out so they can hear?
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
His right hand of righteousness. See, God's always got that extended to us, and all we have to do is take it and walk with it. We never give up, even when no one else believes us, when anyone doesn't believe in us. You know, when I wanted this house, Lawrence said, oh, you're a fool. And Becky was saying that Jack said similar. But we never give up just because somebody else doesn't believe in what we're saying, or maybe believe in our plans or our desires. Because again, God extending that hand of righteousness to us, he wants to perform the doing of it more than we want to ask. Galatians 6:9. You know, God has never given up on me. Never, ever. And as I turn to him, whether Lawrence believes along with me, you know, we all have our personal connection with God. And maybe we have our own personal desires and goals. And if Lawrence doesn't believe, that's fine. But 9 times out of 10, he does. But, you know, even if you're a person on your own and you've got no one else around you to believe with you, it's okay, because God believes in you. Galatians 6:9, love.
And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
See, we never give up. We hold on in there. We don't faint. We just wait, and then suddenly it comes through. You know, those people that have really desired something and they've given up just before they've got to the finishing post. And, you know, we hold on in there just a little bit longer, taking that hand of righteousness from God, holding on in there, and then we see the blessings come through. You know, Becky was in that house for in the temporary accommodation for a few months, you know, but she hung on in there, and she gave God a picture of what she wanted and a number, and woe be told, God, she got that house, number 64. So, you know, never give up, guys. You know, with the prize is always there for those that never give up. And God always has plans for our life. We ask God. Go to God. Ask him. Say, God, what plans have you got for me? What have you got that I can really get my teeth into, and I want to really work for you, God? Show me, lead me, guide me. Because God has a plan for each and every one of us. Jeremiah 29:11, sweetheart. You know, those plans have been arranged before the day you even believed. God had a plan for everyone. And as everyone comes to God in their own time, you know, that plan then goes into place. and God then brings it to pass. And like, you know, Amber was sharing about how one of her ladies is very fresh, she knows nothing, but she's already started praying to God, asking God for her desires and her goals, and she's unsure where she's going right now, but she started with the basics, which is praying. You know, and when she's praying, she's building that relationship, and she will really see God's hand on her life. Jeremiah 29:11.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord of hosts, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Wow, an expected end. And see, there's no thoughts of evil from God. God only puts those peaceful thoughts in our hearts. You know, the adversary and the world out there today is all rife with evil. But knowing that we got a God that instills peace into us is phenomenal. You know, we can all have a hectic day. We can all have a busy day. I mean, me and Lawrence could just vouch for the week we had away on holiday. God, goodness me. I think we walked 20 miles one day at Peppa Pig World. How exciting was that? But, you know, again, it was peaceful. You know, seeing the kids enjoying themselves, getting to spend time with our daughter and our son-in-law. And, you know, it was exhausting, but we had joy and we had peace. You know, there was nothing evil there whatsoever. It was just a blessing and a real joy to behold. You know, to feel so proud of our kids, you know, with Carl and Danny and Leanne. You know, they've all got wonderful partners, and obviously Leanne and Nick's got the children right now. But, you know, God's really blessed us with such a wonderful family. And with that comes peace that we, you know, we didn't do it all ourselves. Many a time me and Lawrence have gone to bed and prayed for Danny or prayed for Leanne, you know. We just pour our hearts out. Take them in your hands, God, you know. It's out of our hands now. You need to take care of this. But phenomenal that, you know, God always did. And we are so proud of them today. You know, our faith needs to be unmovable. When we are taking a stand, we're not giving up, then we become unmovable. And I think I've shared it before, you know, faith is different to each person. Because when you've prayed for something and you receive it, your faith grows. And faith is like a personal thing, and it grows with your experience and with your prayers to God. So, you know, having great faith comes when you are faithful, when you continue to, you know, see what God's doing in your life. Some people say, oh, well, you know, I didn't have a very good week, God's not. But God's always at work in our lives, always. Even sometimes when we're not even seeing it, God is at work. And sometimes we don't have to give up. We have to become faithful and unmovable. 1 Corinthians 16:13, please, love.
Right. 1 Corinthians 16:13. 16:13. Watch
ye,
stand fast in the faith, quit you like man, be strong.
Be strong. You know, we have to be unmovable, we have to stand fast. You know, don't forget, God placed us in that liberty, the freedom that we can come and go and we can do what we want. To a certain extent, but knowing that we have become unmovable, that we're strong in that faith that he has placed in us, that he's leading us by that righteous hand, that he loves us more than we could ever know, that he is always taking care of us and our families and our loved ones and our jobs and our finances and our health. God takes care of it all. He just wants us to be faithful. To be strong and not weak. You know, we look to God and not to the world. Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When you're doing that, you're never giving up. And when you're never giving up, then you will get that prize. You know, there was a beautiful song, actually, that I heard on one of the American shows. I want to play it for you now. I just make sure my sound's up. But, you know, never giving up, never giving in, knowing that God is always there with us, just building that relationship with him, being faithful, you know, with the praying, with the speaking in tongues, with the abundant sharing, with witnessing, you know, those vital signs that keep you in alignment and harmony with him. But I want to finish off here with this, and I want you to have a really great week. And I listen to this song as a godly song. I listen to it as God was speaking to me. So I'm going to play it for you now. Where do I hold it to? To the
just
computer.
Just where the apes pieces.
Well, I'm very sorry, but it's... I got to wait for the ads. Here we go. Hopefully it's up loud.
I will fight for you. I always do until my heart is black and blue.
Going down easily, we're not giving up. God's always there, his hand is stretched out waiting to interlock with ours, and he really will come through. Just hold on in there, never give up. Bless your heart.